Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served up with a side of real talk. Ever feel like that nagging voice in your head is holding you back? You know, the one that whispers you're not good enough, you can't do it, or what if you fail? Well, let me tell you, you're absolutely not alone. Self-doubt is a universal experience, a sneaky little gremlin that wants to hijack our dreams and keep us stuck in our comfort zones. But guess what? The Stoics have been dealing with this for centuries, and they've got some seriously cool tools to help us silence that inner critic and unleash our full potential. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming self-doubt using Stoic principles and techniques. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs, it's inevitable. But how we react to those challenges, that's what truly matters. We can either let self-doubt cripple us or use it as fuel to grow stronger, wiser, and more resilient. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First up, focus on what you can control. The Stoics were all about accepting things outside our realm of influence like traffic jams, other people's opinions, or the weird stain on your favorite shirt. We've all been there. Dwelling on these uncontrollable factors only breeds anxiety and self-doubt. Instead, channel your energy into what you can control. Your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Make conscious decisions to cultivate a positive mindset, tackle tasks with determination, and respond to challenges with grace. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. When that voice of doubt starts piping up, don't just accept it as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? Is there evidence to support it? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our self-doubt stems from irrational beliefs and past experiences that no longer serve us. By questioning these thoughts, we can start to dismantle their power over us. Third, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack and compare ourselves to others. But focusing on the good things in our lives, big and small, can shift our perspective and boost our self-confidence. Take a moment each day to appreciate your blessings, from a warm cup of coffee to supportive friends and family. Fourth, set realistic goals. Ever set yourself up for failure by aiming for the moon before you've even mastered walking? Setting ambitious goals is great, but make sure they're achievable and break them down into smaller steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way. It builds momentum and reinforces your belief in your abilities. And lastly, embrace your imperfections. Nobody's perfect, and that's okay. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, and those experiences are valuable lessons in disguise. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, it's not about being flawless, it's about showing up, doing your best, and learning from every step along the way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're about to give an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that voice in your head is screaming, "What if you mess up?" This is self-doubt rearing its ugly head. But remember what we talked about. You can choose to focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery, your passion for the topic. Challenge those negative thoughts by reminding yourself of all the times you've successfully presented before. Practice gratitude for the opportunity to share your ideas and show off your expertise. Set realistic goals for the presentation and break it down into manageable chunks. And finally, embrace the possibility of making a few minor mistakes. They are just opportunities for learning and growth. So there you have it, folks. The Stoics knew how to deal with self-doubt, and their wisdom can empower us to do the same. Remember, focus on what you can control, challenge those negative thoughts, practice gratitude, set realistic goals, and embrace your imperfections. You've got this. What are some of your favorite Stoic techniques for overcoming self-doubt? Share them with me in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoic Power for more insights, tips, and motivation to help you live a happier, more fulfilling life. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.